Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, and that is my man, Rob Parker. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. You can follow Rob and me on Twitter. I am at Chris_Broussard. He is at RobParkerFS1. And we've got some great guests for today. We've got Tony Gonzalez, 14-time Pro Bowl tight end, now an NFL analyst for Fox. He's going to join us in about 30 minutes. Then the next hour, we've got Mark Schlereth. Can't wait to get to him as well, another Fox NFL analyst. And in the final hour, we've got Cliff Averill, the former linebacker with the Seattle Seahawks, a critical member and key member of the Legion of Boom, Super Bowl champion. And he joins us to talk about Earl Thomas and the fall of the Seahawks. So, Rob, it's a great show today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Was glued to my TV set all day, you know. Los Angeles, the baseball game started.
Great baseball.
That Cubs Brewers game started at 10 a.m. LA time. So I had breakfast with baseball, watched the entire game, and Brewers.
Lunch with baseball.
Hey, Brewers
the
are.
The second game isn't as close. Obviously.
No, it's 5-0 Dodgers in the eighth inning against Colorado. So a historic day. Deb mentioned it. Historic day in baseball has never happened with two teams doing. Having to have that play that extra game to decide the division title. So that was pretty cool. But, yes, I am ready to go. And, of course, let's introduce our Odd Couple crew. Rob G., our producer, as usual. Alex, our engineer. Deb Carson, our anchor. And is it Sean over there? Our intern and our intern. So we are in full effect, Chris, on this Monday, big Monday, Monday Night Football coming up. And, of course, baseball playoffs. We got everything going, man. I can't wait to get on with the show.
And we've also got some breaking news. But before we get to that, I want, in the spirit of Rob Parker, I want to pronounce the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions, done.
Stop.
After losing to the Titans 26-23 to fall to 2-2, they are done.
How is 2-2 done?
I'm trying to be like you.
Oh, okay.
You have declared the New England Patriots done. You have who was the other team you declared done? The Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
So as I said, in the spirit of Rob Parker, Chris Broussard really doesn't think they're done. I give the Eagles a shot, but in the spirit of Rob Parker, I'm declaring them dead.
2-2 is not dead.
They're done.
No, they're just where they need to be. They'll be fine.
But 1-2-1 is.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Not that much of a difference. and aren't the Patriots 2-2?
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be 2-2. Are you kidding? The Patriots?
Philadelphia is.
Yeah, they just got
their
starting quarterback back.
They were supposed to lose to the Titans with Carson Wentz.
No, they should have won that game. That was not a good game.
I will say this. They're not winning the Super Bowl.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
I'll put some of your beloved wings on it.
Yes, I love it.
They are not winning. They might get to the NFC Championship game, but they are not winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, I got you.
So just write that down. But the breaking news, and it is big. It is the talk that's been one of the dominant storylines in the NFL all season and really all offseason. Le'Veon Bell has decided – he has told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler that he will return, Rob, for week 7 of the NFL season. He's going to join the Steelers and report during week 7. That's a bye week for them. So it looks like he'll miss 2 games, the games against the Falcons and the Bengals coming up. And then he'll be back for their 7th game against the Cleveland Browns on October 28th. And I like it. I like it. I'm glad to see him back. I think they still do have time to salvage their season. And so I think there are reasons for this beyond football. It's more about money, and he saw how much money he was losing. But I'm glad to see him back.
I just have one thing to say. One song that fits this totally is by Men at Work. And Alex knows this song. It's a Mistake. And that's
I don't remember. That wasn't one of their hits, was it?
Yes.
Okay. I know they had a few other hits.
Just hear it a little bit, and this will just tell you about Le'Veon Bell. Maybe it's a little longer to get there. I thought it was.
We get it. We get it.
I thought it was there.
It's a mistake.
But it's a mistake, and I don't understand. How could
he
make
that again, Rob?
This is Men at Work.
Let's keep it that way.
It's a mistake.
Let's keep it that way. That's a mistake, you singing it.
No.
I got a drum roll.
There you go. Here we go. Let's hear it. No, it ain't coming yet. It ain't coming. What is it?
It's too far away.
We'll get it. Next time I'll get that there. But my point, though, Chris, is he just saw Earl Thomas get hurt, coming back before, right, after having a holdout.
Right.
And now he's coming back early before he really has to. And you know what? It's a mistake,
you're
Chris.
You're trying to time it up nicely.
It's a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
It is.
Here's why. He recognized that he is losing money. Finally.
Chris.
I've never understood why giving up. He's already lost $3 million. How can giving up $3 million in a sport like football where, I mean, heck, he could return in week 10 and play the last six games and get hurt?
No, but I'm just saying.
And never get that big payday. At least you would have gotten your, you know, now
Chris,
it's down to what, $11 million that you're going to get this year?
You don't even believe what you're saying.
No,
because
I do. I do believe it.
Let me tell you something. Wait a minute.
You can get hurt. Hold on. You can get hurt at any given moment.
That's
in
not
football.
The point.
Six games, 10 games, 16 games. It doesn't matter. He could get hurt in his first day of practice.
No, but Chris, that's the point of it is you got to give up and be willing to give. Just what you're talking about is the reason that the players have a terrible CBA, and they never get what they want because they're not willing to sacrifice. The only way you get a deal is to be willing to sit out and sacrifice. That money means nothing if you're
there's
not satisfied
time,
with it. There's no time.
There will be a time to sit out, and that's when there's a new collective bargaining agreement on the table.
No,
but
it's
right
not.
Now, it's not the time.
Why?
Because they can't change. Here's why. It's no coincidence that a few days ago, Adam Schefter reported that if the Steelers put their transition tag on Le'Veon. Remember, everybody's acting like, oh, he's going to be a free agent in the summer, and he'll be able to get this huge deal. Well, hold up. The Steelers could put a transition tag on him.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed.
Look, according to the story that just came out, when the Steelers were negotiating with Le'Veon, they told him, we are going to put the transition tag on you next summer. So you're not going to be as free as you think. You'll be able to negotiate with other teams, but the Steelers will have the opportunity to match.
No, but if another team comes with too much money, it doesn't mean they're going to match it.
Let them come. If the Steelers can match it if they want.
Chris.
And so here's – no, the transition tag, Rob, listen. He would – his transition tag number will be 120% of whatever he makes this year. Every game he sits out, that number goes down to the point where Schefter reported it could be down to $9 million. He could have to play next year for $9 million. Now he's coming back early, so his transition number will be $17 million. That's why he's back. I'm not mad at him. Get your money. But that's why he's back. He needs to come back now.
It doesn't make any sense if what you're saying – is the fact that he never should have sat out. He never should have missed any game.
I was saying he shouldn't have sat out.
Why are you giving up
millions of – he's giving
because
up almost $1 million every game.
You got to fight in order. You got to give up something to get. They're not going to give it to you. They're not going to pay you. Aaron Donald didn't go to camp, got a big deal. Khalil Mack didn't go to camp, got a big deal.
Khalil Mack's situation is different.
No.
He got it from another team.
Well, it's not the same situation. But that might be the case where after if he stood out, sat out, and got traded somewhere else, and they were like the Bears and willing to give him a deal.
He couldn't get it
yes,
right away.
He could get.
He could not. He'd have to become a free agent. But those are the rules, Rob.
He
cannot sign under the collective bargaining agreement.
They could agree in principle. No, they could agree in principle. He can't sign. They can't even negotiate.
They're not even supposed to be able to negotiate.
You don't think that they negotiate deals?
Now, maybe they
would
under the table, but so what? You can't get it done.
I think it's a mistake to come back early. It doesn't make any sense. If you're coming back early, you shouldn't have sat out at all. What's the difference? That's my point. What are you coming back early for?
They misplayed this whole thing.
These are agents in the NFL. They know what's going on. They didn't misplay it.
So he's misplaying it now, but he didn't misplay it then?
Yes.
He misplayed it.
He's misplaying it now by being chicken. Because this is why the NFL wins all the time. These guys aren't prepared to sit out and do what they have to. That's all I'm saying.
He could sit out, Rob, all he wants, but until they get a new collective bargaining agreement that's not up for a few years, they can't change the rules.
No, that's not what you're missing my point. My only point is, if you're going to come back prior to, everybody was on the same page. He had to come back for week 10 in order to at least get his for the year to register, correct? Okay.
Yeah, but he would lose half of his salary for 2018.
That's okay,
and
but
more
you,
than that.
When you're trying to make a point and trying to earn your keep, you're going to make that money up down the road. You have to fight for it.
That's a risk.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, he's making a mistake.
And
Earl Thomas is the perfect.
In those six games.
He's the perfect reason on why he's making a mistake.
No way. He is doing the right. He's given up millions already. And what if he came back in week 10 and got hurt in week 12? And then you gave up, by that point, it might be $6-7 million.
But Chris,
that you could have used. He may come back and play poorly.
But that's not the issue. The difference is when you come back now after week 7, there are more opportunities for you to get hurt. If you wait,
it only takes one opportunity.
I understand
it's the
that,
NFL.
But it's more opportunities, and that's why if you wait till game 10 or whatever, you still limit the number. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. I'm either in the camp that you don't hold out, but you don't hold out and then come back early. That doesn't make sense.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Give us a call. This is a hot topic, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob, I'll say this. I actually think he should come back this week. He's clearly coming back on the bye week so that he can have an extra week to prepare. But if you need another week, come back now, start getting your money, and don't play next week. If you tell the Steelers I'm not ready yet, they'll understand. Then come back, 2 weeks from now. But come back now and get your money, Le'Veon. Listen to me. I'm looking out for you, brother.
Le'Veon, don't listen to Chris Broussard. Trust me.
Rob, I'll put millions in his pocket. You taking it out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's get to Tony Gonzalez, 14-time Pro Bowl tight end. Now NFL analyst for Fox. You can follow him at Tony Gonzalez 88 on Twitter. Tony, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, doing great.
We're great. So what do you make of this Le'Veon Bell news that he's coming back in week 7? Smart move, dumb move?
Well, I think after what happened with Earl Thomas, I'm sure you guys have been talking about it. That's the worst thing that could happen for Earl. I mean, this is why he was so frustrated. He's flipping off the sideline because his worst nightmare just came true. I mean, he was like, hey, I'm going to be the nice guy. I'm going to come back. I'm going to try and do it the right way, and hopefully they'll pay me. They didn't pay him, and then he gets hurt, and now who knows what happens. We don't know the severity of that injury. Hopefully he'll be back, but certainly there's no team out there that's going to sign him to a long-term deal, and now he's got to come in and do another one-year prove-it type deal, let us see that you're really healthy. And this is what it is, and this is what Le'Veon Bell is doing. This is why he hasn't come in. I applaud Le'Veon for doing this. It's something I've been franchised before, back in the day. And I came in, my general manager, Carl Peterson at the time, said, I held out, I missed all the camp. I came in, I did the right thing, I didn't get hurt. And then they signed me to a long-term deal. But before that, I said, well, I want to be paid like a tight end. I mean, I want to be paid like a wide receiver. I'm putting a wide receiver numbers. And he said, no, you're going to be paid like a tight end. and because that's how they slot. They slot in the NFL. And he said, if you don't sign this deal, fine with me. I'm going to franchise you again next year, and I'll franchise you again after that. It doesn't matter. And this is why that franchise tag, I heard you guys speaking about, it's got to go. It's the stupidest rule in all of business. I don't care about football. It's just a dumb rule.
Right. And play, I still can't believe that the union would agree to that and allow them to do what they've done. But there we go. So, Chris, Tony agrees with me. So I just want you to know that.
No, I didn't hear him say he agrees with you.
He said he applauds.
Tony, he said he applauds
what Le'Veon Bell's doing. He understands it because he's been there before.
He's coming back in week 7.
No, but I don't understand, Tony. My only issue is, if you're going to do the holdout, why are you cutting it short coming back before the 10 weeks when you have to come back to get credit for the season? That's the only part I don't understand, as if he didn't understand what he was doing when he decided to hold out in the first place. That's what I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. That's where you got to ask him, because I would be like, well, why don't you just wait till the 10 weeks and then come in there and play? I don't know if that maybe he's saying, hey, well, what if we have a chance to go to the playoffs? You know, or if I am there, I got to work with you guys, and these guys on the team are looking at me sideways. Not all the team, but some of the guys on the team, because you're not going to satisfy everybody. And it's like, hey, I am here. At least I'm showing a little bit of good faith, and hopefully we can make it for here. Let's go win some games, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
Tony, I think he recognized there's been reports that the Steelers could transition tag him at next season. And he even said in this story that came out today, ESPN.com, that the Steelers told him they would transition tag him next summer. And so the more he sat out, the lower, you know, that transition tag is based off of the money you made in the previous year. So that money, that transition number would get lower and lower and lower every time, every week he sat out. So personally, I think he came back because he saw he was losing money and potentially going to lose even more money in the future. Let me ask you this, because we're talking about, you mentioned it, how bad the franchise tag is. What do you think it would take? Do the players have the resolve, and is it even realistic in a sport like football where the average guy only plays for 3 years, for guys to sit out and maybe lose a season or most of a season to get a new CBA?
Is it realistic? I don't know, because I'll tell you what, there is a shift going on with the mentality of the NFL football player. I think they're taking back their power. They're realizing the power that they have. And you're seeing something that I never saw when I was younger. You're seeing guys re-sign 2-3 years in the case of Julio Jones. He was re-signing ahead of his scheduled contract. And he's saying, well, if you don't pay me like I think I should be paid, like one of the best receivers in the league, when I signed that contract last time, I know I got 3 years left on my deal, but I just won't show up, and that's fine. That's all there is to it. Where before, players were afraid to do that. So there is a shift going on, and that's something that I'm happy, because like I said, I didn't have that in me to do it. I was scared. I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to lose out on money. But these guys nowadays, man, it's a different mentality. And so if they're ever going to do it, they should do it now, because that rule needs to go. It's a silly, silly rule that's unlike any other business out there. But, I mean, this ain't just football or sports. They don't do this in NBA. They don't do it in the NHL. They don't do this in corporate America. You fulfill your contract, and so the owners get to say, you don't get to go. It hurts, because I've had it happen to me. It's just not a good rule, because it hurts you from going out there and getting what you truly should get. You should go get paid, and it's time to cash in, and they stop you from it.
No doubt. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Tony Gonzalez is our guest, 14-time Pro Bowl tight end, NFL on Fox analyst. Help me with what Frank Wright did with the Colts yesterday. Tony, I know people don't like ties and don't want to play for ties, but you go for it on fourth down in your own territory to set up a game-winning field goal to lose a game. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it depends on your personality. what type of guy or person are you? It doesn't matter gender. If you're gambling, and you know, do you double down or do you play it safe? It just depends on what type of mentality you got. For me, let's go. I'm all in, especially in that situation. I don't want to tie.
You're all in on your side of the field. I just don't. I get it if you're on the other side, but really, like, if you don't get it, they have a shot to kick a game-winning field goal. I mean,
I, you're right, and it didn't work. That's why some people go broke.
Tony, I think that's a fireable offense, man. What?
Oh, come on, man. Every player on the team loved it. You got Andrew Luck, who, by the way, beware, he's coming back to that elite form. He's on his way. And he's looking good. He's having a very good season. He played very well yesterday. And so, yeah, I think you go ahead and let's see what we can do here. It's early in the season. And if he makes it, you know, Mike, how about Coach Vrabel down there in Tennessee? He went for it on fourth down. Yep. And paid off, you know. So I think there's always two sides to that coin. I know from the player, the gunslinger mentality, they're going for it. The fearless approach, I'm going for it. And I would do it again, just like Frank Reich said. He said, I'll do it 10 out of 10 times. I'm going for it because we're going to go win the game. Ties suck. Nobody wants to tie. I want to win the game.
Tony, is Tampa Bay doing the right thing going back to Jameis Winston right now?
Yeah, I think so. We all know what Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic is. He gets Fitzmagic and then there's Fitzpatrick. Fitzmagic was amazing. I mean, he did something that has never been done in NFL history. He had three games in a row over 400 yards. Not Peyton Manning, not Tom Brady, not Drew Brees. Nobody's ever done that, but Fitzmagic did. I compared it to, he's like a microwave. He heated up, but the timer's going to go off. And the timer went off, and I think it's time for the future of the franchise, which is Jameis Winston. He's going to be the guy there long-term. We know it fits, man. And this is totally like he's been throughout his career. He's a streak shooter.
You knew it was coming, right?
For the basketball players.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing is Jameis Winston's 24. Like you said, people can't give up on him yet. You already know what Fitzpatrick is, and the other part is if you're playing a 35-year-old journeyman over a 24-year-old who you drafted, you might as well release him if you don't think he could play.
Yep, I agree. And Jameis has been getting better every year.
So you do think he has star potential, Jameis?
Yeah, I think he does too. I like him a lot. I think he's going to be all right once he gets his life together. Outside of the football field, he's going to be a good quarterback in this league for a long time.
All right, Tony Gonzalez, words of wisdom. Thanks for joining the Odd Couple, Tony.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We have breaking news just before the show began 2 hours ago that Le'Veon Bell will end his holdout and report to the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 7. So that is a week they'll have a bye, so he'll have 2 weeks to really get himself together and ready to play NFL football again. And look, personally, I think it comes down to money. I think, you know, he's already lost about $3.5 million. And the reports are saying that the Steelers have told him they are going to put the transition tag on him this summer. So while he can go out and talk to other teams and receive offers, the Steelers will be able to match it. And if he doesn't get huge offers, then he'd have to play for a very reduced price because the transition tag is based on what you made the year before. So if he keeps sitting out games, his salary for this season is going to be very small. So that transition tag could be as low as $9 million next season. So I personally think that's why he's coming back, because he's losing millions of dollars. So,
but we had two.
I'm not mad at him.
We had two former NFL players who both admired what he had done to this point.
Well, they never said to this point. I don't know what they meant.
Yes,
they did. I
don't
know if they meant to this point or if they meant back.
No, they were talking about him, that they admire what – holding out.
They said they admire what he's doing.
Not but coming back. They were talking about holding out.
I don't think that was clarified.
Yes, it was. What are you talking about, Chris? What,
Rob G, was it clarified?
Yes.
They said we respect what he's doing.
They meant that what he was doing till this point, he hadn't come back, so it couldn't have been that he had given up the holdout. He hadn't come back.
He said he's coming back. I don't think it was clear.
Yes, it was clear. What are you talking about? Both of them agreed with me.
I mean, Regardless, first of all, I don't necessarily agree that they agreed with you.
Oh,
but even
absolutely.
If they did, that doesn't mean they're right.
No, Le'Veon Bell's
losing millions of dollars.
Chris, it's not about. Stop saying that, because that's because
it's not about what.
It's not about
that.
It's
all about money.
No, it's
not. This whole thing is about money.
No,
that's why he's sitting out in the first place.
But my point is, once you've decided to make this stance, it couldn't have been about money, because if you're worried about losing money, you would have never taken.
So what's it about?
No, but I'm saying you would have never done this if it's just like, oh, I can't go without losing $1. So
okay,
I'm going to.
Okay, the explanation?
So you can't say it's all about money. It's about his only course of action, because he lost a paycheck for how many weeks now? 4 weeks? So if it's about money.
He's lost $3.5 million.
But he's lost money already. He has lost money. So my other point is that either you shouldn't have done it at all, or if you're going to do it, you got to stay out the whole 10 weeks. Come back to get your year that's registered. Limit the chances of you having what happened to Earl Thomas, which is getting an injury. I'm not saying it's that you couldn't get injured in the last game or the first play. I get that, Chris. You could get injured at any point, but you want to limit yourself from all the touches and all the opportunities that you have a chance of getting hurt. So it doesn't make any sense. All I'm saying to you is, if Le'Veon was going to come back early, he never should have missed one game. That's all I'm saying. And if you were going to hold out, you got to hold your guns. You got to hold all the way through. Otherwise, it's ill-fated, it's dumb, and you shouldn't have done it in the first place. That's all I'm saying.
I agree that he should not have sat out. He should have come back right at the beginning of the regular season.
No,
like
they should have given
year.
Him a contract. Just
well,
like,
no, that's fine. I mean, I don't disagree with that.
Just
I'd like
Aaron
to see
Donald
paid.
Got. Aaron Donald got one, and Khalil Mack got contract.
Well, they didn't. And so I still think he should have came back, because the bottom line is he's losing millions of dollars. And he can come out there in his first game, his fifth game, his sixth game, and get hurt. And then not only would he miss out on being a free agent next summer or getting that huge payday, but he also would have missed out on the millions of dollars he threw away this year.
You gotta
Why
give,
does throwing away millions of dollars work for anybody?
Because you got to give to get.
They don't have any leverage.
Yes, they do have leverage. As
the Rams they just decided to give Aaron Donald some money.
Chris, you're wrong.
They didn't have to do it.
They have leverage as a group, not individually.
Well, but this,
yes,
well,
they
we're
do
talking
have
about
leverage.
Individuals right now.
They
we're
do
not
have
talking
it.
About a group.
It has to
we're
be
talking
a group
about as an
effort.
Individual.
It's not about individually. It has to be a group effort.
No,
and they
I
do
get
have
that
it.
when the collective bargaining agreement's up for discussion. That's fine. But that's not till 2020. You can't beat the system right now.
Look at
the
Earl Thomas.
He
did the right thing, right? He came back early. That's what you wanted him to do.
Yeah,
to come
he
back.
He honored his contract.
And you know what he did? And he's hurt now.
That's football.
And he'll never get that contract that he wanted.
That's football.
That's his reward for coming back and being a good guy and trying to do it above board. Because the organization won't pay a guy who has put together and played and helped that franchise become one of the elite franchises and win a championship, and you know what they got for him? Nothing. They don't want to pay him.
They gave
That's
him
what's
$40
wrong.
Million. Dollars. They
That's
made
not
him the
enough.
Highest paid safety
not
in the
enough.
League 4 years ago.
That's old money. Not enough.
I wanted Seattle to pay him or trade him. I would have liked to see him get traded and get paid. I want Le'Veon Bell to get paid.
You just
I'm
sound like a company
that.
Man. Like
No,
like, yes.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist that takes care of family and kids and understands that my taxes are too high. I'm going to just stop paying my taxes?
No, but that, Chris.
I'm not getting as much. I might want more money from Fox. I'm just going to stop working? You get what you get. You fight for what you can get, and then you honor the contract that you signed.
Chris, that's easier said than done.
Signed, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Earl Thomas signed a contract to play 4 years for $40 million. You know how many – there's a lot of people in
Chris,
the United States that work a lot harder than Earl Thomas and don't get the money he gets.
You can't, but you can't look at it that way. You can't
Why
equate
not?
You can't equate
it's
a regular
real life.
A regular job to playing football. There's 1,100 guys who play pro football. That's not realistic. There are 330 million people. So to equate it as because regular people have to go to work every day, it's not the same thing. People say it all the time. Oh, teachers and should make – more money and this and that. When you can sell tickets to have people watch people teach, then they can make more money. It doesn't work like that. So you can't equate regular
money.
It doesn't matter.
Football players.
It doesn't matter.
Honor the contract.
No, you don't. The only way that you can fight the contract is to hold out. That's just the way it is. He's not the first guy who's ever done it. It's been done forever.
He did what a lot of people did. He came back. Most of them come back.
It's been done forever.
They usually come back.
But
and
you're
play.
Making it like he's doing something that people haven't done. That's their only recourse.
No, I didn't say that.
It's his only recourse.
It didn't work. He had no recourse.
Yes, it's no recourse because it's a bad union deal, CBA.
Well, the only thing he has to do is hold out.
That's the only way.
They have to. What would that have solved? If he had held out, what would that have done?
It would have limited his chances of getting hurt.
But football, you just can't. You can hardly limit them. You can get hurt anytime. Look, I'm with the players getting what they can get. But I'm saying when you have your name on a contract, if you didn't like the contract, don't sign it.
Once you signed it, things should look. Chris,
you still were getting he's going to be sitting home getting $10 million
Chris,
this year. What,
do you follow? Look, do you follow the what they do to the NFL players? Now hear me out. No,
look,
hear me out. I want
Rob,
you to hear me out. Chris.
Sometimes we don't like the rules, but none of us are in a vacuum.
But hear me out on this. If you're an NFL owner, you can say a guy signed a contract, right? And then the next year you can say, we want you, but you got to come back at a pay cut. But if you play better than your contract, you can't get a raise. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
That's a bad contract.
Time the collective bargaining agreement is up, then sit out, strike, whatever you got to do to get a better deal. But right now, you're playing by these rules. Everybody essentially has rules they have to play by that they don't like. In life, in different sports, whatever it is. That's all I'm saying. You sign the contract, live up to that contract.
What did baseball players do in 1994 with the contract in place? They had a contract. What did they do, Chris? What did they do with a signed contract?
Tell me what they did.
I'm just telling you what did they do.
They cost the World Series, and baseball's never been as popular as it used to be.
They knew that the owners were going to lock them out. So you know what they did? They did a preemptive strike. That's what they did. They took their own fortunes in their own hands.
It was coming one way or the other.
But they still were under contract to complete the 1994 season is what my point is.
But they knew the owners were going to break this.
But they were under contract. You said honor your contract.
But if they know they're getting locked out, you know they're going to lock you out. We're not going to be playing and I'm not going to be able to honor the contract anyway. Then, yeah, I'll strike. But that's the – look, all I'm saying is – if you on a contract, you should play.
877-99 on Fox.
Especially when you get that much money.
No, I don't think so.
877-99 on Fox. Give us a call.
We'll agree to disagree on this one. We're the odd couple when it comes to players dealing with the NFL because they've been jerked over so many times and so often. I just don't even see how you could even side with the ownership.
I'm not siding with the ownership. I'm saying that they should be upset with the Players Association.
But you can't do anything with that now.
If any athletes should get guaranteed contracts, it's the NFL. More than basketball, more than baseball, more than hockey, they're putting themselves at risk. But right now, you can sit out all you want, and all you're going to do is lose money.
That's all right. Lose money.
That's all you're
going to
do.
No, you know who's losing money?
Came back.
You know
he
who's
said,
losing
I'm
money?
I'm not giving up the $10 million that I'm getting this year.
The Steelers will lose money when they don't make the playoffs. They won't get the same money that they were always got. They're going to lose money.
You think that's going to hurt the Rooneys?
Well, I'm just saying. It's going to hurt them this season. That's why the team is bad.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir. Sources Say, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We do it every Monday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, where we put 30 years of journalism experience to the test and see if these guys really do know the difference between a real story and a fake story. Also known as the Chris Broussard Invitational because he wins about 85% of the time.
That's because he worked at some fraudulent newspaper, so he knows this stuff.
Yeah, called the New York Times.
I knew he was going to throw the New York Times card on me. I worked at the Daily News in New York and Newsday in New York. How's that? I need a cold shower.
All right, guys, let's play the game here. Story number one, my sources say that the NCAA nixed an exhibition college hoops game between Kansas and Missouri that would have donated proceeds to hurricane relief. Rob Parker, my source is good.
Who nixed it?
The NCAA said no.
That sounds like an NCAA move. I'll say that's true.
Yeah, it sounds so terrible that I have to say true because, yeah, it sounds NCAA-ish.
True. Because it's a fair advantage to the other, right? Am I right? It's something like
it
that.
It makes too much sense.
How dare we support hurricane victims, right. You know? Come on.
No, I believe that.
Story number two. My sources say that Norton & Company, which published the first Moneyball book, will be distributing an e-book this winter on the 2018 Oakland A's called Moneyball 2. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false as well. I don't see that team the same way as that first Moneyball.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look at these guys. They've been practicing. All right, sources say the Odd
Couple.
You know,
he's just copying me.
Hey, it was a good try, though, because they made the playoffs, Moneyball. I get it.
I'm going to get you. I'll get you.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, sources say. My sources say that at this week's Under 30 Summit, Kyrie Irving actually apologized for telling everyone that the world was flat. Rob, my source is good.
Yes, that's true.
What was the summit?
Under 30.
Okay, yeah, true.
I was ridiculous anyway that he said it was flat.
But, you know, he didn't apologize. He didn't say whether or not he believes it's
He said
flat.
He apologized for
I
saying
think he
it.
Still believes, yeah. I think he still believes. Yeah. He actually said, even if you believe it, you shouldn't say it.
Okay. Story number four. My sources say that former major leaguer Esteban Loaiza was detained by Homeland Security after he got drunk and tried to break into the cockpit of an airplane to charge his phone during an international flight. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say you sit on a bed of a throne of lies. False.
I'm going to say true.
You sit on a throne of
I
lies.
I knew that was false. Why did I why did I do that?
It is a true right, story, but
over,
it wasn't
right?
him.
Oh, it's a true story.
Yes. We got time for two more.
What do you mean is the game over? Listen to you, Chris.
My sources say that a former Comerica Park employee, home of the Detroit Tigers, is facing 4 years in jail for spitting in customers' pizza before serving them. Mm. Rob, my source is good.
Mm.
That's true. That's called extra sauce.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, wow. Our standards are getting lower. I'm going to say that is true.
That guy is sick, man. He should be put
terrible.
Behind bars. He was spitting
That's
on
terrible.
Pizza.
Feel sick.
That's terrible.
And that is sources say
what?
Chris gets the win. Credit to him for
so
playing
lame.
Defense on the last one.
The Chris
and just
Broussard
following Rob
invitational.
Parker.
Don't worry, Rob. You're always invited back.
That's exactly
always.
What it was, defense.
It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.